If anyone can hear me, no need to be alarmed. My name is Alex Danny, and I'm not in any harm. I do these weekly broadcasts, hoping that they ease your strife. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. I shipwrecked on this island so many years ago. It's filled with talking animals, and now I call it home. I'll wait on being rescued while the world gets back in stride. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. We're all in this together in this lonely island life.
Welcome to Island Life with Alex Denny. It's my broadcast from an island of talking animals. Been here about 8 years. And man, this past week, we had some big changes happen.
Big, huge, enormous, gargantuan changes.
Yes, Yemo the hyena is here with me, to anyone who may be listening.
Hiya.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, you know, but someone who's listening might not know. Last week, I was visited by, a number of my animal friends, but amongst them was Poppy in Pajamas. She's a baby goat.
Oh,
she's a bit of a prankster.
That's adorable.
Yeah, right? No, she's cute as anything. I mean, hopping all around, wearing those pajamas. She's got that great catchphrase, time for bed. And
oh my God, I love how she has that knitted into her wool.
Yeah.
I was like, that is so classy.
Yeah. Super cute. She's the Dennis of the Menace of the island. But, you know, Yemo, we're not in my hut right now. And the reason we're not in my hut right now is because she planted a bunch of fireworks, blew up my hut.
Oof.
Now, not only she blew up my hut, just my floor, though, because it was a multi-story apartment hut.
It's very unfortunate. It just hit you, Alex.
Yeah, the second and third stories got blown sky high, but then actually landed quite safely right next to where the hut was. So my neighbors and their places are fine. My hut was destroyed, and everything in it except for, happily, the most important stuff, which I had put in this brand new turquoise suitcase that had belonged to a guy I picked up over the radio named Paul Hungerford. Well, good thing that he ended up giving me that suitcase, and I put my stuff in it, because otherwise it also would have gotten blown up.
Ooh.
So thankfully, stuff like my uke and most of the other souvenirs and the most important things I had, I kept in this suitcase. And that's why we're on my boat.
Boat!
Yeah. So, I shipwrecked on the island, but I was able to repair my boat. I just haven't sailed away because the tides around the island are far stronger than the ability for me to sail through them.
And the seaweed is, no joke, as thick as 10 yeens. I mean, it is like a swampy, gargantuan jungle of I guess, seagrass.
That seaweed is thick, I tell you what. And so I decided, you know, rather than rebuild my hut, because, you know, it fell down during the big old monsoon we had a little while ago. I'm like, rather than rebuild this, I've got this boat. I could live on my boat. I've never lived on a boat.
Smart, Alex. Save on bamboo, the most vital resource on the island.
Yeah, we've got such a shortage of it. There's just not a lot of bamboo around here on this tropical island.
Well, actually, Alex, I've been putting my best paw forward in fixing that. I have been donating my time to the Wayward Ying program.
I think this is a great program you've got going on, too.
A home for the lesser male hyenas, when, of course, the females have taken all the food, and they have taken all the bones, and there is nothing but little scraps left. We help the little guys. Yay.
That's so great. Yeah, hyenas are a very matriarchal society, and they do tend to push on the males like Yemo here.
We are the bend, and they are the push, Alex. But as we yin say, we all must grow. And so that's why we planted as many bamboo. What would you call that? Like a being of bamboo, like a sprout?
Stalk? A shoot?
A heave, I think, is what it's called. Definitely we planted some heaves of bamboo, Alex. So you're going to be seeing those bad boys pop up every
time. Man, there's going to be heaving going on all over the island. And there's going to be so much of it. I hope we don't get entangled in it. You know?
Yeah, I swear, if a dolphin were to come up to me right now, I don't know what I would do. Because, you know, something about how slippery they are. You know, I like to stay damp. They stay wet, Alex. Mm. How do you beat something that's always wet?
Yeah, because your own power is staying damp most of the time.
But, just lightly damp, Alex. Just enough to slip by unnoticed.
But a dolphin, that's like your level of wetness taken up. And you know what? Dolphins love to party, too.
What?
They love to party. Do you think they love to party even more?
What? You said they like to party? Alex, look, I have to be honest with you. I haven't partied in about a month, and I'm doing really good. I've been focused on me, and I put my best paw forward, and but I could definitely use a party. I mean, a boat party. That sounds like a fun time.
Oh, maybe that's what we can do. We can get a little boat party going here, see if we can't entangle some people into our group. I'm really pushing that word today. I don't know why. It just feels...
Well, you know, if you think about it, the fire probably hates you. And that's why it only chose you, Alex.
Hmm.
You maybe made it angry and thus entangled yourself with a fire.
So many ways to get entangled. I wonder...
You know, they can't wear clothes, Alex.
Fire?
No.
You're right.
It burns immediately.
You're right. And that's why fire is so angry. That's why it destroys everything it touches, because...
What would you do if every time you put, I'm going to put on my yin underwear... Poof.
Oh, I would be so mad. I would just want to burn everything down if I couldn't wear the kind of underwear I want to wear.
It's okay, Alex. Don't worry.
Anybody who's listening right now, how mad would you be if everything that you put on burst into flame immediately?
You would combust.
Ah.
Hello?
Hello!
Hi. This is awkward. I heard something about fire and underwear while I was looking for QR codes for my Animal Crossing village. Hello. Who is this?
This is Alex Denny. I'm broadcasting from an island of talking animals. I got my friend Yammo the hyena with me.
Oh my god.
Hi, did you say there were animals crossing?
Yeah, so this is so funny. I'm currently playing a video game about a human who lives on an island literally inhabited with talking animals.
Wow.
God, Alex, that's
you. Did somebody make a game about me?
I mean... at this point, who knows? I don't know if you have access to a lawyer, but you might want to get on that. Maybe Nintendo has some intellectual property rights that they need to talk to you about.
Well, I do know a lawyer. His name's Rodney the Rooster. He's very good at island law.
Wow.
I don't know how well he handles international video game copyright law, but...
I mean, that sounds like a case that could really, you know, crack his career wide open.
Wow. Well, I might have to bring it up to him if I see him. Maybe we'll see if we can't get a case going.
Potentially, yeah. Because, I mean, this game is huge.
Animal Crossing, you say?
Animal Crossing. Yeah, it's wild.
Are you a big gamer, Mayana?
Huge gamer, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I've got a lot of free time on my hands currently. So I've been playing a lot of Dragon Quest, some Final Fantasy VII, a little bit of Kingdom Hearts.
Oh.
But a lot of Animal Crossing, yeah.
I love Final Fantasy VII. That's so cool that you're busting out the old games, you know, like...
Oh, yeah.
Final Fantasy VII came back out. I remember getting that for my birthday in 97.
That was the year it came out. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I love that game.
Yeah, I was... I played it on the PlayStation 1 when I was a kid. I remember specifically, I used to live in Michigan, and there was this big snowstorm, so for like 4 straight days, we couldn't go outside, so I just cleared a bunch of the game. In that time period.
Oh,
that was
wow.
My life. I decimated that game. I had 2 strategy guides for Final Fantasy VII. So I got everything. I did it so you could save Aeris before, or you could get Aeris's final limit break before she dies. Spoiler alert,
man.
For
spoiler alert.
A 20-year-old game.
Alex, I have not played that.
Oh,
my
you know what? I'm so sorry.
Around a controller. Jeez.
Yammo gets real mad about anything that I spoil because even though like, it's very unlikely that he's ever going to get to play like a video game.
He's a purist that way.
He still wants to.
But it could happen.
I hate to break it to you, you've been on that island so long. They actually just remade Final Fantasy VII.
What?
Oh, great. Perfect.
It
Sorry.
Finally happened?
Yes, it actually did finally happen. It's out. It's great.
I'm missing out. I'll tell you what, Mayana, I've recently been kind of thinking about how badly I want to leave the island anymore, like, because I really have grown to love this place and call it my home, but man, knowing that there's a remake of Final Fantasy VII out there kind of makes me think more about what I'm missing in the outside world, you know?
So you gave up on trying to get rescued, or you chose not to be rescued?
Well, for now, I've chosen to stop reaching out for rescue because... you know, like you said, you have a lot of time right now. I'm assuming that's because the pandemic's still going on. Am I right?
Yeah. So you heard about that. Yeah. Still happening. It's in, I don't even know what phase we're in now. I think it's like phase two. I hope that I'm right on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're all stuck still. Yeah. It feels like you're kind of on your own little island in your house.
I have this thing. It helps me when I'm stressed. It sounds like a tough, hard time for me.
It is a hard time.
Oh.
So I've called on the wall.
Hold on, Yamo. You're slurring your words here. I can barely understand you. I don't know if Mayana understood you either.
Were you hitting the sauce there on that boat?
Alex, no. I just, my throat's so dry. Let me drink just a little more seawater.
Well, don't drink the seawater. No, that'll dehydrate you, buddy.
No, it's plenty to go around, everybody.
How much seawater have you drank? You might be severely dehydrated.
Mr. Denny?
Oh, Yamo, don't stop drinking seawater. Yeah, John Paul.
Yeah, permission to come aboard.
Oh, permission granted. Please join us.
What in God's green earth happened to your hut? It's just a charred rubble over there.
Yeah. Poppy in pajamas blew it up.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Yep, blew it up and flew away, saying, time for bed.
Well.
But luckily, I had my boat here. I figured, why not move aboard and live on my boat?
Well, I went there first, but then a cricket told me that you were over on a boat. So I want to come over here for you. And Yamo, I'm glad you're here. I want you to taste these bacon-wrapped scallops.
Ooh.
I want you to tell me if they any good or not. Go ahead, dig in there.
Let me just taste that and lick.
Who's the southern gentleman? Do you have any water on you, sir?
Have any water?
Any filtered water? Any non-sea water, really?
Oh, I see.
Oh, and
Yamo been drinking the ocean again?
Oh,
it's fine.
Yamo has been doing it. Hold on, and let me introduce you to Mayana and any listeners who may be listening. This is John Paul Sandwich. He's a weasel.
Yeah, I'm a weasel. I sell carpeting and rugs in the island for different huts because that's up and coming now.
Thanks for the Persian you helped me pick out the other day.
It brings the whole room together, Yamo.
Yep.
Yeah, and I can roll on it, and the mud goes off my fur and onto it. It's amazing.
Oh, it's fantastic. Now, how'd you like that bacon-wrapped scallop?
Honestly, I think I was dying of dehydration, but once I had that bacon-wrapped, a little on my muzzle, it's really good. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, I'm sure salty pork meat and salty scallop as well would really help with your dehydration, Yamo.
Exactly. So I'm feeling a lot better. Thank you. You are a wonderful weasel.
Thank you. I'm throwing a little get-together in a couple days. And it's Mayana that's on she's on the TV playing the game right now.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi. Do you have any suggestions as like a real special thematic craft cocktail?
Ooh, a craft cocktail.
I'm gonna make the night pop.
Well, I'm a big Moscow Mule drinker myself. I don't know what.
You just said it. You just done said it with a nice little ginger beer and a sprig of mint.
Oh, yeah. That's the good stuff right there.
That's what you're talking about. Now, everybody's invited to come on by and enjoy themselves and have some festive Moscow Mules and bacon-wrapped scallops. I'm gonna say we're gonna go with regular purified water, no ocean water. Sorry, Yamo.
Great call.
Oh, that's the fancy stuff.
There are also gonna be samples of Berber, some Saxony, some remnants for you.
Maybe some rat tails.
These are rugs you're talking about, not drinks.
No, some carpet samples. And I'll give you a nice little discount. This is a marketing ploy, as they say.
Oh, well, thank you for being so upfront about your marketing ploy.
Oh, well, yeah.
I think I like marketing.
If y'all think you're going to University of Marquette in Wisconsin, you wrong. It's about selling stuff, marketing.
Oh, my God, he is such a smart weasel.
It's wow, so interesting is, to see a Renaissance weasel such as yourself who enjoys the fine culinary arts but works in carpet distribution.
Well, well, I see you talking down to me a little bit there.
Oh, now, my goodness.
What it is you got to be a step ahead. Now, nobody on the island is putting down any kind of rugs. Some people are putting down thatch. Some people are putting down moss. But you get yourself a nice cable knit, right? A nice, and you know what? Yammo, you could be a vacuum salesman.
Oh, did you hear that, Alex? I can vacuum.
Yeah. Well, you just...
What's a vacuum,
You
Alex?
Can really sell your services.
I don't know what a know? Vacuum is. Alex, you have to help.
Well, Yammo, I mean, Mayana, you could be on this too. Help me out.
Because
a vacuum on the mainland is a machine that sucks up dust and dirt and stuff. It's a machine. Now, here on the island, you would actually be offering your services as a vacuum and just go along and inhale all of the dirt and stuff
it's
from
like
the rugs.
I'm the fire to the dirt.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's actually a very positive spin on it.
I'm very powerful.
Well, that sounds like a marketing slogan, or as Yammo would say, it would be a marketing slogan.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm. Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. Yammo's marketing. Come help yourselves, wayward yeens, because Yammo's here to teach you finance and marketing today.
Oh, maybe this is this could be a new program for, you know, inside what you're doing, helping out all the young yeens, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Learn finance, learn marketing, be a vacuum salesman.
What if one of the females compliment me?
Oh.
You okay?
Ooh. Sorry, just females, even out here on the water, Alex, I can feel them.
With like sonar, you can feel them, or like a sixth sense kind of a thing.
It's like a pack heart.
Mm. Aw.
You start feeling your chest thump and your paws fill with blood. You can't stop your fleas from sweating. It's very disturbing.
Wow, I'm so sorry you have to go through that.
Yammo, you know what that is? That's what they call love. And that's what that is. Don't fight it. Don't fight those fleas having problems on your back.
I can't. They're very overpowering. They're perhaps 2 to 3 yeens bigger as a teen yeen. You understand? Like, but yes, love. I love love. Right, Alex? You know me. I'm a loving love.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, I do wonder, though, because there's lots of different kinds of love, and I wonder, Jean-Paul and Mayana, feel free to weigh in here, too. I mean, is it possible to feel love for someone who maybe doesn't deserve that love because they're, you know, abusive to you?
Whoa. Ooh. Those are some big questions.
Well, you just walked into a whole different kettle of fish. I mean, that's, you know, I'd like to keep it simple for our friend Yammo that, you know, the feelings he's having, those are good and to go towards those. But yeah, somebody whooping on you, you got to get out.
Did Yammo the Yeen have a problem in the past? Have you given your heart to the wrong lady hyena before? No.
Well, I mean, there was this one.
Okay.
It was a turkey leg someone had left behind. And, the turkey leg and I went everywhere. Up a tree, dug a hole, a fake one, so people thought that was the real turkey leg. Mm. But I Yammo'd them. And eventually, though, she left me.
Wow.
She left me when some river came by and swept her away.
So, oh.
Lucky river.
But is that more about...
She didn't mean to leave you. It just...
Yeah.
She got swept away by a river.
Circumstance.
No, that's what makes it so hard to talk about, Alex.
Oh, bud.
Well,
come here.
Any way you get left, whether she got swept away or she went on her own recognizance, is hurtful. It hurts the heart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You're such a wise weasel. And Mayana, do you ever feel like maybe you're swept away in Hollywood?
That's a great question. I mean, I think that, yeah, especially with what's going on right now, I get swept up in the fact that there's a lot of things outside of my control. But you know what? When you're flowing down a stream and you can't fight the current, just got to try and figure out where it's taking you.
Hmm.
So maybe that turkey leg, what was her name? Did she have a name?
I just called her L.
L.
That's the only word I could speak before I licked her. I would say, bleh.
Gotcha. You know, so maybe Elle's just out there finding her next destination.
Thank you, Maya.
You're welcome.
I hope you find your next destination too. And maybe it can be the island.
Ooh, now that sounds really fun, because then I could live my Animal Crossing dreams.
Yeah. All kinds of things.
I mean, what are your Animal Crossing dreams? Animal Crossing do you do that you wish you could do? If you lived on an island of talking animals, what would you do?
Oh my goodness. Well, I just got this new villager to move in named Cookie. She's a little puppy. And I just love getting to talk to all of my animal friends every day and learning about their hopes and dreams. So yeah, if I lived on a real island, I would try to befriend all my animal friends, build them nice little yards, make sure they had all the nice furniture that they want, and just hang out with them and talk to them about stuff, which sounds like you're doing.
I mean, that is basically what I've been doing, especially as I've, you know, stopped reaching out for rescue. That's the main bit of what I've been doing with my broadcast, is just using it as an opportunity to spend time with my animal friends and to make new friends over the radio and share my island experiences. So yeah, it sounds like I am living Animal Crossing.
I'm so sorry. Mayana, do you have any weasels?
Do I have?
Or hyenas or alexes on your island?
That is a great question. I currently have some squirrels. I have a penguin. I have a dog. I have a bear and a hippo.
Go back to penguin. You have a penguin?
Her name's Aurora.
Hmm. As your friend?
Yeah, she's great. She has a lot of ice in her house, and she likes to craft things, and she loves pens. She's always talking about all of these different fountain pens and mechanical pens she wants to own.
That is special.
That's so great.
That is good. And you know, a squirrel and a weasel, we get along right well.
I'll bet.
We do fine together. So yeah. If we ever decided to do a little road trip across the ocean, Alex and Yamo, we could we go hang out with the penguin and a squirrel friend or two.
I'd love to introduce y'all.
If you get a penguin and a squirrel together, that's like a fluffy on slick, you know? That's like two different kinds of fur. And when they hit the water, they just pow, you know? There's no damp, there's no dry, there's no wet. They're just, you know, this perfect state.
Oh, it balances out together.
Yamo, you are just full of amazing slogans.
Yeah. I think the seawater.
Fluffy on slick.
My new album, if I ever go into music.
Fluffy and slick?
Hey, fluffy and slick, but I can't play anything. I've been trying to master the spoons, and I can't do it.
Oh, well, keep at it. I think you'll find your instrument. Maybe you just haven't found the right one yet.
No, not yet.
You ever try a bongo or a drum?
Oh, no, I have not, but that is a great idea, man.
Maybe you're a percussionist, John Paul.
Maybe I am. I like to bang stuff.
Yeah.
Certainly march to the beat of your own drum, so...
Yeah, that sounds great. Yamo, you ever think about taking up any kind of music?
Well, I mean, I was pretty good at whistling through skulls back in mean high school, but it's kind of a dead craft now.
Oh.
Ooh, that's, yeah.
We could resurrect that dead craft,
ooh,
which is the name of my second album.
Okay, well, if you see a skull with your weasel hands, give it to my mouth and I will blow into it.
Oh.
What kind of tones could you get out of that? Because it seems like there's so many different places for the air to escape.
You know, just like wailing or howling or... despair.
John Paul, do you see on the shore there? Is that a skull right there? Hold on. Let me just walk down.
Careful, Alex. It's very wet.
It does look like some kind of a skull.
Here you go. I think it. I think it's a wolf.
Yeah, some kind of canine. Look at the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely big teeth.
You play that?
Had a squirrel at 3 p.m. on 2 days ago.
Wow.
Yep, this is Canis lupus, a very distant yin cousin.
That's a dog, right?
It's like
Canis lupus?
It's like a dog that it could eat every dog.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Like it could.
I feel like Yamo is a good detective.
You got that nose.
Ever since the virus hit, I've been studying the sand and listening to the waves, you know, doing some real... studying to improve my survivability.
Wow.
Mm.
That's another business venture. You could get some private investigation going on, solve some of those island crimes.
Yeah, there's lots of island crimes. Somebody been stealing the pig's mushrooms. We gotta find who that is.
And pigs are so good at finding truffles. How dare they steal those from them?
Right.
She's such a nice pig.
Yammo, yeah, it sounds like there's so many roads and opportunities you could go down. I mean, you've got your program with Young Yeens. You've got the vacuuming idea. You've got the inspector idea. You've got the whole world is ahead of you, Yammo. And you know what? The females who push you around, you can't let them get you down, let you feel like you're not worthy, you're not worthwhile, that you're less than, because you have so much potential.
Thank you,
not
Alex.
Just potential, you've got so much right now.
Thank you.
So much potential.
Thank you, everybody.
Yes. Yes.
So much.
So much potential.
I have all the potential in the world right now.
You know what? We're going to make a t-shirt of that.
Ooh, potential?
Can you send me one?
Well, actually, we were actually hoping you could make it and then
toss it
in the ocean and it would get to us that way because we don't actually have t-shirt presses out here. So
it's a very good point. Potential.
I hate to put that on you, but you said you had a lot of time.
I have so much time.
Yeah. Thank you, Mayana, so much. And if you could put a little disclaimer at the bottom, I am but a candle at the bottom of the ocean compared to the females. That would be great.
Okay, let me write that down. That might go on the back.
Cool.
That sounds like a good design to me.
I'm mostly back.
That's great.
Well, man, Mayana, it's been so great to meet you and get to know you.
Yeah.
I feel like we're only barely just started. We didn't even get to talk about your acting or anything like that, but...
Oh, wow, yeah. That's okay.
Your Hollywood stuff, but...
Oh, yes, you were on your way to Hollywood, right?
Yes, that's where I was originally headed. I'm an actor, do some acting here on the island, but yeah, I was going to Los Angeles to be a star, I guess.
And then you crashed?
Then I shipwrecked right here, and...
Well, I hate to break it to you, there's not a whole lot of acting to be had currently.
Right
so.
Now? Yeah, see, I guess another reason why I don't need to get rescued anytime soon. As Yammo hinted at, we had a bit of island fever going on here few months ago. But that's not the same thing as what you guys have in the rest of the world. So we got rid of ours through, you know, following the public health recommendations and stuff like that, you know, staying apart, wearing masks, that kind of thing.
Smart.
So hopefully same thing happens with you guys out there in the rest of the world.
Hey, we can only hope. We can only hope and dream.
Mayana, can I ask a question?
Sure thing, yeah.
Alex has put together a little playhouse here where he's played King Lear and he's been magnificent. And I've taken some supporting roles, so acting is new to me.
Oh, okay.
Could you give me one tip, just one little thing that I might be able to use next time we put up some Dostoevsky or something?
I would be happy to.
Ooh, look, Alex, John Paul is marketing.
Never stop.
Let me think here. Mr. Sandwich, my one piece of acting advice that I would give to you if you're newer to acting is just when you're in a scene with your partner, just really take them in, look them in the eyes, and feel an honest connection when they say something to you, as if you've heard it for the first time, even though you might have rehearsed those lines before. Treat it each time like it's something you've never heard before.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean, I sometimes, the director who is either a lion or a panther of some sort, she's always yelling at me because I'm mouthing my lines just before my lines come up.
Oh.
She always says, you need to connect with your scene partner better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like Puma the Tigress. She's been experimenting a little with directing. She's been on the show before, and yeah, she doesn't have a lot of time for messing around. She's not the most delicate of directors, so.
I gotcha.
Is she affiliated with the BBC, the Big Bad Cats organization?
Yep. Yep, I think so. And
that makes sense. She has a lot of power then.
Mm-hmm.
The big cats rule a lot of the island.
I'm just happy you guys have a female director on that island.
Yeah, I think it's great. Always trying to get better representation. I mean, we always want cross-gender, cross-species, give everybody the opportunity.
Cross-animal crossing.
In full circle. Right
there. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I think that sounds like a perfect note to end on and play my closing song for the broadcast, as does look like battery's getting low on my radio. Miana, again, thanks so much for chatting with me.
Thanks for having me.
John, Paul, and Yamo, so glad to have you here as well.
Oh, this was a pleasure.
Yes, somebody's going to drive this boat, Alex.
It's time to go. The sun's setting down. The power in my radio is almost run out. So at least for now, I'm here to stay. Maybe I'll get rescued on another day. But we had some fun, we made new friends, and tomorrow is another chance to try again. Until then, we'll say goodbye. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life.
Oh, so cute.
That's how it's done.
Woo! All right, you guys.
Oh, man.
That's the episode.
Nice.
Let's get some credits out there. Thanks so much for listening. You can check us out on social media at Island Life Pod on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. You can email us at islandlifepod@gmail.com if you want to send us a message. We will probably read it on the air, so please say hi. We've got a Patreon, that's Island Life Pod. You can help support the show, and you could leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. That'd be awesome. Or just tell someone you know about the show if you think that they'll enjoy it. If you think they won't enjoy it and they're your enemy, you can tell them to listen to it too as a way to torture them. That's fine, as long as they're listening. And let my friends here tell you about themselves and where you can find them. Mayanna Baron.
Hello. Yes, my name is Mayanna Baron. You can find me on Instagram at Mayanna Baron. You can find me on TikTok, but don't, because I only have 5 videos on there currently, but that's another place you can find me. I'm also BE Mayanna on Twitter. And other than that, you can't find me because I'm locked in my house.
Awesome. Kevin Realm.
Kevin Realm on Instagram. That's it. You know, I play this wisecracking video game thing, game show thing on Friday nights, where it's like apples to apples, but you get to tune in as an audience member and cast votes for comedians' answers. So I won a couple rounds last night, and it's a very fun show.
Awesome. And what's it called?
It's called Wisecracking.
Awesome. And they can find that on your Instagram?
Yes.
All right. Check out Wisecracking.
After this show, they will be able to find it on Instagram.
All right.
I need to put it there.
Perfect. Well, you got a couple of weeks. And Dario Mercadante.
Hey, my name's Dario Mercadante, and you can find me at Dario1, A-D-A-R-I-O, and the number one on Instagram. I post some content there. I've been accepted into the Burbank Comedy Festival, so I'll be posting some links for people to buy tickets. We'll have 3 different spots. One as soon as the 8th, which is an LGBT showcase, so Pride. Oh. So yeah, you guys can check me out soon.
Congratulations on that. And I'm Alex Denny. Best place to find me right now. You can find me at Instagram.com/TheAlexDenny. Acting stuff, music stuff, Island Life stuff. And let's see, our cover art is by the talented Maddie Shaw. You can find them at Instagram at MadzillaChilla. Our sound editing is done by Isaac Balachandran. And this week's suggestion was Entanglement, suggested by Nam Trong. So thanks, guys, for doing that. I've been started to post requests for suggestions before show on our social media, so that's another reason to follow us on social media. And I think that's it, you guys. Thanks for hanging out with us on Island Life.